谢谢主席。
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for convening this thematic plenary today. I would also like to thank the panelists for their presentations. I would also like to take this opportunity to welcome the presence in this meeting of 2024 cohort of Disarmament Fellows. Disarmament education and research can help the international community to better understand and support disarmament and provide popular base and intellectual support for arms control, disarmament, and non-proliferation. As such, it is a basic project for the maintenance of peace and promotion of disarmament. Precisely because of that, the final document of first SSOD in 1978 urged governments to take steps to develop programs of education for disarmament and peace studies at all levels. In 2002, the Secretary General for the first time presented a study on disarmament and non-proliferation education, which contains a series of practical measures and recommendations in this field. Over the years, thanks to the joint efforts of national governments, ODA, regional centers for peace and disarmament, and other UN bodies, and UNIDIA and other research institutions, disarmament education and research has made important headways. In the meantime, profound changes in international security scene, rapid development in new and emerging technologies, and the intermingling of traditional security threats and new security challenges have further complicated the arms control and disarmament. Against this backdrop, it is necessary to have a fresh look at disarmament education and research, so as to enable it to play a better role and enhance the capacity building in this field. We'd like to share a few suggestions and ideas in this field. Firstly, it is necessary to strengthen the education on the concept of security. In the face of mounting challenges to global security, all countries are highly dependent on each other. No country can thrive on its own or can enjoy absolute security over the chaos gripping other countries. Faced with the current security dilemma and challenges, disarmament education should focus on superseding zero-sum game and Cold War mentality, drawing bitter lessons from past arms race, conflicts and confrontations, and championing a new cooperative, comprehensive, and sustainable concept of security to inject lasting vigor to the process of arms control, disarmament, and non-proliferation. Secondly, we should cultivate a correct understanding of history. One of the main purposes of disarmament education is to draw lessons from past events and prevent a repetition of tragedies of the past caused by wars. To that end, we need to have a comprehensive and objective grasp of history, form a panoramic understanding of past events, including by thinking from others' perspective, to have a better grasp of the cause relationship of past events and draw useful lessons and inspiration from them for the purpose of promoting peace and disarmament. A partial reading of certain past events, detached from overall background, or even selective narrative to blur the lines between justice and injustice, may lead one to wrong conclusions or even a repetition of past events. Thirdly, we should beef up inclusive capacity building. Under the influence of sources of information and financing, of language and culture, and political background, a private individual or institution is inevitably colored by preferences or even prejudices. To better play the role of disarmament education and research, one should be guided by equality and inclusivity and do one's utmost to take on board the ideas and views of other countries and of different civilizations. What is most important at this stage is to strengthen the disarmament education and training in the developing countries, enhance their capacity building in this field, to ensure that they can benefit from greater involvement in arms control and disarmament. Mr. President, China is a major participant and sponsor of disarmament education and research, as can be seen in a long tradition of receiving the visits of UN Disarmament Fellowship Program, our repeated holding of training courses for national focal points on non-proliferation for Asia-Pacific, including in the field of nuclear and biological safety and security, and our joint training courses held with the OPCW in the chemical field. Domestically, we have been encouraging universities and colleges to include disarmament into their curriculum, and we have been setting up new arms control and disarmament museums to deepen the understanding of the general public on disarmament. China Arms Control and Disarmament Association and other think tanks are also actively involved in this field, including by offering online courses for young scholars on CTBT and publishing with Russia counterparts a report on AUKUS nuclear submarine cooperation. China is ready to work with all delegations in the field of disarmament research and education as a contribution to arms control, disarmament, and non-proliferation in the interests of lasting peace and general security. I thank you, Mr. President.